If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. And here we have another story, this one on Stuff. Holiday park bought by Kāinga Ora for $4.15 million, still vacant 4 years later. They got a picture of the holiday park, and it was to be supposedly a housing development, but there it is, covered in weeds and surrounded in temporary fencing. And then we have, this is in Dunedin, and then we have the topic of homelessness. Listen to this. On almost every block of the city's $104 million revamped central business district, a person can be spotted asking for spare change. Further south, near the reserve known as the Oval, up to a dozen tents have been erected near the trees bordering the railway line in an area dubbed Tent City. And there's a picture of the tent. The Ministry of Social Development's housing register, a waiting list for public housing, shows the number of people waiting in New Zealand was 11,067 in March 2019, but that had ballooned to 25,527 in March 24. Increased living costs such as rent and the closure of several boarding houses have led to a crunch across the city for those seeking shelter. And this goes on and on and on, does it not? For nearly 30 years, I can remember people complaining about the cost of housing in New Zealand. It is absolutely stupid. And it's driven almost entirely by the cost of land, which is driven entirely by government, restricting the use of land for housing. If you wonder why houses are worth so much, look at the price of the land, where you can have a house on it versus the price of land where you can't. And we know, even Phil Twyford from the Labour Party could figure this out, we know that if we opened up more land for housing, the price would drop. In fact, it would drop dramatically. And so the reason that people are struggling with houses is government. Homeless, I think, is a different category. Homeless, I think, would be interested in your views, as a consequence of addiction, mental health, not well, and maybe in extreme cases, family breakup, poverty. But the average person now in New Zealand can't afford a house. It's inconceivable 50 years ago that a person working with a wife and children couldn't afford a house. Now it's beyond them, totally beyond them, unless they have parents who have a house and therefore they have some asset they can borrow against and help the children. It's bleak. Here we are in this great land, huge areas we could build on, not allowed to. Local council says no. Of course, the cost of housing is skyrocketing too, and that is driven a considerable degree by government regulations and controls and restrictions, what you can and can't do, what you have to do to make a house warm. I get that. But I'd rather have a cold house than no house and have to heat it. And that's a trade-off that people are having to make. But it's not the people that are making that trade-off, it's the government. The bureaucrats and the politicians sit in nice warm houses and say, oh yeah, I'm a good person. We're going to make this house extra insulated, yada, 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 do this, do that. Oh, and we can't have the land. We're going to have to squeeze everyone up around railway stations so they use our trains. So we can't allow the land. And so the cost of housing just skyrockets. And for those with houses, they're happy. Oh my goodness, they're happy because they feel richer and they've got an asset they can borrow against. And borrow they do. But of course, it's still just a house, whether it's half a million or 2 million. And it's the same house that's gone up from half a million to 2 million in a few short years. Now, oh, we got rich. No, it's just the same house. Got rich because of the government stopping people from developing land and building houses. We should get back to it. Opening up large areas of New Zealand to housing and bringing the price down to, oh, I don't know, $200,000 a section easy. And maybe letting us build simpler houses, cheaper houses, rather than with all these obligations, so that we can once again be a working person and afford a house for your wife and your kids. No politician is promising that, but it's an easy thing to do. Send me a text, 2057, email me, inbox@radleycheck.radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public, free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom, and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.